From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are indicating that Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor will have a clear path to confirmation. Dozens of witnesses are expected to begin testifying at the hearing starting today, including a Connecticut firefighter whose claim of reverse discrimination was rejected by Sotomayor. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions told Judge Sotomayor that he disagreed with her appeals court ruling in the New Haven firefighters case, in which white firefighters charged the city with discrimination for tossing out the results of a job promotion exam in which they had excelled and minorities didn't. The Supreme Court overturned that ruling, but Sessions said he would not interfere with Sotomayor's confirmation to that court.
You've had a good humor. You've been direct in your answers, and we appreciate that. I will not support, and I don't think any member of this side will support, a filibuster or any attempt to block a vote on your nomination.
Now that her testimony is finished, the Judiciary Committee will be hearing from outside witnesses, including the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, and plaintiffs from the New Haven firefighters case. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The UN Security Council is imposing new sanctions on North Korea for ignoring global demands to stop its nuclear work. The panel's targeting five companies and five individuals for travel bans and a freeze on their financial assets. The Security Council has also identified two kinds of materials used in ballistic missile parts that the UN is urging nations not to sell to Pyongyang. A Chinese-born former Boeing engineer has been convicted in the nation's first-ever economic espionage trial. Today, a California judge found Greg Chung guilty on nine felony counts, including stealing trade secrets vital to the space agency. In Pakistan, gunmen killed a UN official today in what authorities say was a failed kidnapping attempt. The shooting took place at a Pakistani refugee camp outside the city of Peshawar, where civilians have sought refuge from fighting. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The United Nations team in Pakistan says the killing of Zil Usman was the seventh such murder of UN staff here in 7 months. A father of four, Usman had been working on the repatriation of Pakistan's internal refugees and was close to retirement. The 59-year-old senior field assistant was coming out of an office at the Gachagari refugee camp when he was gunned down along with his guard. The UN refugee chief expressed disgust over the killing outside Peshawar, the capital of Pakistan's violent northwest province near the Afghan border. A surge of terror attacks blamed on the Taliban, including last month's bombing of the Pearl Continental Hotel, have made Peshawar increasingly dangerous for foreigners and the United Nations, which has only briefly halted its humanitarian operations in the past. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Taliban commanders are threatening to kill a captured American soldier if the U.S. military continues its offensive in two southern Afghanistan districts. Thousands of U.S. troops launched a massive operation recently against insurgents in Helmand Province under the Obama administration's new strategy in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, American officials are investigating reports that an overnight airstrike in southern Afghanistan may have killed six civilians. In the U.S., the number of foreclosures continues to rise amid mounting job losses and the nation's unemployment rate nearing 10%. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
A report by RealtyTrack, which monitors the numbers nationwide, says foreclosures were up nearly 15% in the first half of 2009. In June, filings jumped by more than 33% from the same month last year. June also marked the fourth consecutive month that foreclosure filings touched more than 300,000 households. Spokesman Rick Sharga.
The states with the most severe problems continue to be states like Nevada, Arizona, California, and Florida. Some of the newer states that are entering the foreclosure problem are states like Idaho, Oregon, to a lesser extent, Illinois.
Analysts say foreclosures in the U.S. probably won't peak until the middle of next year, despite the Obama administration's efforts to encourage lenders to work with homeowners. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 8,645. The NASDAQ Composite Index up now about 10 points at 1873. And the S&P 500 is up 1 at 934. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.